delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, well, we'll get back to the eclipse here in a moment. I've got some do's and don'ts for you as far as I got some do's and don'ts for you as far as, you know, what to do with the eclipse if you're going to be involved with it. And believe it or not, it's true that if you look into the sun, even for a second, it can cause permanent blindness. No joke. You know, it's not one of those things, you know, if you do that, your eyes are going to stick that way. No, really. If you look into it, you could cause permanent damage to your vision. Changing subjects now. A guy who's had his sights on Donald Trump from the beginning and didn't like him a bit then, doesn't like him any more now than he did then. Nolan Finley, the editor of the Detroit News op-ed page, joining me again. Nolan, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
A lot of back and forth with North Korea, and you titled it Finley on North Korea, Crazy versus Crazy. All right. Tell me your thoughts here.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, as I said in that little piece, that, you know, maybe it takes a madman to counter a madman. You know, I think if you listen to North Korea, you listen to Donald Trump, you hear the same words. And, you know, maybe that's what it's going to take. Maybe certainly diplomacy hasn't worked with Kim Jong-un, and certainly nice words haven't worked with him.
No, but in fact, with three failures in a row.
Maybe he needs to be talked to in his same language. I mean, it's a little scary to hear when people start talking about, destroying each other, but nothing we've done so far worked, and maybe you look at this as in the same way, and perhaps a cruder form, as you did Ronald Reagan in Iceland for the SALT talks, where he struck a very tough stance, and the Soviets paid attention.
They folded. When he met Gorbachev in Reykjavik, they folded. Of course, Ronald Reagan came out without a coat on, a towering figure. Gorbachev looked like a little guy in a coat, and his own people made fun of him for the way the optics looked on that. But back to North Korea here. You're right. Bill Clinton failed us. George W. Bush failed us. Barack Obama failed us on the North Korean diplomatic fronts. Nothing worked. We coddled, we cajoled, we worked, we tried. We tried sanctions. Nothing got to where it needed to be. Now we have a situation where we've been told that possibly, at least since 2013, the Obama administration was aware that the North Koreans may have miniaturized nuclear capabilities, which means they could go on an ICBM. But just today, Wall Street Journal reporting that North Korea has backed off its Guam missile attack threat. Kim Jong-un said he could change his mind if the U.S. persists, however, in extremely dangerous and reckless actions. But he has backed off. So to your point, maybe, you know, telling the guy, listen, if you do this, we're going to bring fire and fury, and we mean it, so knock it off. Maybe it did work.
Maybe, because I think nobody's quite sure what Donald Trump is capable of or what he might do. I think the unpredictability might work in his favor this time. I'm not a big fan of it in general. Not sure I'm really a big fan of this approach now. I would, if I were him, start ordering our defense systems to start shooting down these missile tests to send the message that, you know, we can counter whatever you do. But I think one thing that is very clear is we can't let North Korea take another step forward.
Well, that part's true. And therein lies the problem that we face. We're in a situation where the North Koreans have somewhere on the order of 10,000 artillery pieces. Seoul, South Korea, with 10.5 million people, give or take, is 35 miles from the border. The North Koreans can pound the South with all those artillery pieces, and it would take a long time to isolate them and destroy them all. I mean, the human cost would be catastrophic if an exchange occurred. But how do you disarm the North? I mean, seriously,
Nolan, we
talk about this.
I think we've let it go to the brink now, and I think pushing back is going to be extremely difficult. I hope we have a plan beyond the bluster, because if we don't, a whole lot of people are going to get killed, and the world's going to be tossed into chaos. I mean, the last thing the world needs, and the one thing it can't tolerate, is a nuclear strike by anyone.
Well, that's the truth. But now you have North Korea that's has nuclear capabilities. To what extent? Nobody seems to be quite sure, at least not in our world, Nolan. There might be people that actually know, but you and I don't. And then you look at the bad deal made with Iran, and you look at that thinking, we're going to have the same damn thing with them, and the North Koreans and the Iranians trade information and technology back and forth. Suddenly we could have two rogue nations that are, you know, in the same situation, neither of which we can really tolerate.
And that's what happens when you keep pushing back the red line. And it didn't just start with Barack Obama. It's been persisting through several administrations with both these countries.
That's correct.
When we say we won't tolerate this, and then we do, and then we won't tolerate the next thing, and then we do. If you don't cut this off early, then you get to this point where there's really no good answers. I hope behind, you know, the sort of rhetoric of Donald Trump that he has a solid plan for dealing with this. I'm not sure he does. It's going to take more than just throwing around threats. At some point, you're going to have a plan for dealing with it.
I don't think, if militarily speaking, there is no clean, I mean, there are no surgical strikes here. There is no precision bombing. There are no drones to take out this or that. There's no precision way that I can foresee that the United States could undertake without unleashing fire and fury that hits the South Koreans or possibly Japan or elsewhere. And you're right, that's the failure of the Clinton administration. It's the failure of the George W. Bush administration. It's the failure of the Barack Obama administration. They all failed, and they all failed us. And so here we are with no clean outs. And, you know, a lot of people can blame Donald Trump for a lot of things and say it's his fault, it's this, it's that. He didn't get us into the situation with Korea, North Korea. This was handed to him, and it's a mess.
It is, and it's a mess that is not easily cleaned up. I think the one wild card here is how responsible China is going to be in addressing this threat, because it certainly disrupts their economy and the lives of their people as well if that region erupts. China has the strongest interest in containing North Korea and hasn't wanted to do it. And so China's the wild card, and if China's not going to cooperate, then we have to ignore their objections to us putting up a stronger defensive shield in Southeast Asia. And you know, we have to go ahead and start putting defensive
I agree with that. We have to put up a defensive shield. No question. A missile shield from Japan across the Pacific. Here's my question. We only have about 20 seconds for your answer, but here's my question. If Kim Jong-un launches a missile anywhere in the vicinity of Guam, is that enough? Is that a declaration of war in your estimation? You have 20 seconds.
Yeah, we have to respond. Because if we don't know, you don't know if it's within our territory, within our international waters. You can't sit here and guess whether or not you know, it's going to hit land or land in the sea. You can't tolerate it. It can't be tolerated.
Right. Nolan Finley, good conversation, my friend. Good talking to you again. I'm sure we will visit sometime soon. Nolan Finley from the Detroit News op-ed page. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Editor of the Detroit News op-ed page. Back after this.